Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot, with Drupal workshops coming up in Portland, Oregon, and Providence, Rhode Island. For more information, go to lullabot.com/training.
My name is Rob Purdy. I have a very, very small project management consulting and training practice called Important Projects, providing project management consulting and training to primarily to social change organizations. So I've worked on some fairly large Drupal projects with big international NGOs like Greenpeace in the UK, Amnesty International, the International Secretariat, which is like the head office of Amnesty, is now running Drupal. I worked with them on that project. I lived in the UK for the past 3 years. I'm Canadian, but I lived in the UK for the past 3 years, and I've just recently relocated to New York. And prior to moving here, I worked with this NGO in Dublin called Concern Worldwide. They're an NGO that they've been around for like 40 years, but nobody outside of Ireland has ever heard of them. But they're very similar to Oxfam. They work in global poverty issues. And I also, while I was in the UK living in London, I organized a monthly meetup called Drupal for NGOs, which was a monthly meetup where people who work in the nonprofit sector or with NGOs and with Drupal got together to share information and experience and give presentations and network, you know, where the idea was that hopefully by coming together, this community would form, and that these people would identify kind of overlaps in their development plans, and that ideally they would agree to collaborate on projects because they had similar needs, and then they would share costs. That hasn't happened yet, but that's the dream, or that was my dream with Drupal for NGOs.
So just talk a little bit about your process. It seems like you're collaborating with different development shops or companies, and they bring you in, and then what do you do?
Yeah, so on the majority of those projects, what happened was I was hired by the NGO to help them kind of get their project off the ground, and then was involved in the whole RFP process, bringing Drupal, you know, development shops into the project, and then I would be responsible for managing the project on behalf of the organization, which is always kind of a strange thing because I'm sort of in between the two organizations. But in terms of process, I am very much into Scrum, which is an agile method where big projects are broken down into time-boxed iterations. In Scrum, we call them sprints, where requirements documents are replaced by something we call the product backlog. It's a list, basically, of requirements, which we call stories, that are prioritized based on, you know, quote-unquote, business value, right? So the customer, the client, the person paying for the project, prioritizes the features or requirements or stories based on business value, and then development teams self-organize to deliver those features in time-boxed iterations, where at the end of every iteration, in theory, the team is delivering something that the customer can use. So very, very different than traditionally managed projects where there's only one delivery that happens at the very end of the project, and also very different from traditionally managed projects in that the customer is very, very involved, needs to be involved. It's much more collaborative, and there are far fewer surprises at the end of the project than there are in, you know, those traditional, I would say, maybe poorly managed projects.
Yeah, so it seems like, you know, Drupal, you've chosen Drupal. Talk a little bit, why do you work so closely with Drupal? And, you know, you've obviously worked with a lot of big NGOs and bringing Drupal to them and helping facilitate that.
I think I got my start with Drupal. I was delivering a project management training course in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, for an organization that helped new immigrants to Canada. In Canada, just like in the U.S., new immigrants might have multiple degrees but have a very hard time finding work because they have no local experience, right? So there was an organization in Toronto that put together a program that would give new immigrants with technology backgrounds experience working in Canada so that they could then get jobs that they're more used to working than, say, you know, driving cabs or whatever it was they ended up doing, you know, after moving to Canada. And in that program, you know, we trained these people in project management. And then what we did was we paired them with local not-for-profit organizations to manage projects. So it was a win-win thing, right? That the nonprofits got their projects managed for free, and the program participants got some free local training or experience. in a lot of those cases, we ended up using Drupal. You know, those nonprofits wanted content management systems, and the participants of the program got together and said, let's standardize on Drupal. That way we can help each other, because it's new to everybody. And so there were multiple Drupal projects as part of that whole thing. And then when I moved to the UK and started work with first Greenpeace, we went through a whole software sort of evaluation process and looked at a couple of other open source content management systems, but based on Greenpeace's, you know, specific requirements, Drupal won. And then from that point forward, because Greenpeace had chosen Drupal and because Amnesty then chose Drupal, I said, this is a great opportunity for these NGOs to get together and share information and lower costs, because I'm very, very conscious of where these NGOs get their money from, people who make donations, right? So I feel like NGOs really have an obligation to use the money that is donated as wisely as possible, right? If there's an opportunity for cost sharing across organizations because there's like this standardization on a single platform, then they should be, you know, taking advantage of that. And that's why I did that Drupal for NGOs meetup. And now that there's such a critical mass of NGOs and not-for-profits using Drupal, I stay committed to it.
As you sort of come in and see these projects, what is, as a project manager, what is the biggest mistake that most people make?
Oh, geez. I mean, the content migration is always difficult, and so a common mistake is to wait before beginning that work. You know, these organizations have, like Greenpeace or Amnesty, they have huge sites with thousands and thousands of pages that they want to migrate over into Drupal. You know, those migration efforts are always prone to... It's kind of like a trial and error thing in a lot of cases, right? They've got really old HTML inside content, and they have to, through trial and error, learn how to strip it out and so on. So waiting too long for that is a big mistake. To begin that work is a big mistake. I would say just generally taking that old school, you know, traditional approach of planning everything up front, defining all the requirements up front, designing the entire system up front before developing it, testing it, and then delivering it is a big mistake. If you do any kind of reading on Scrum, you'll see that Scrum is about mitigating risk. What Scrum will do is expose issues very, very quickly and give teams the opportunity to reduce risk very, very quickly by removing risk, the risk that's been exposed through the process of Scrum, right? I think taking those traditional approaches that we know statistically a recipe for failure, right? Like 85% of the time, those projects are late or over budget or don't deliver what the customer wants. That's a mistake. Continuing to do things in that way, because we've always done things in that way, is a mistake.
Right. And finally, is there any resources or advice that you would send people towards to get more information about you or also other of these methodologies?
Well, you can go to my website, which is importantprojects.com. I'm currently on sabbatical for a year from Important Projects, doing a big Drupal project with The Economist. But I will be blogging there and posting information from time to time. And I think there's some valuable information there if you search through my archives.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Yeah. Thanks.